Greetings, and bienvenue, Midnight Crew. Thank you for returning to this broadcast. And welcome to new viewers joining us for the first time. If you like a video, then feel free to subscribe.
Dear X, have you ever had those sleepless nights thinking about the past? Do you ever try to roll back your memory until it fades out? I did this last night and I accidentally stumbled upon my own memory of the past that I had forgotten about. Once I had remembered it, it really brought back the uneasiness I had. I also remember that after this event, virtually everyone who was involved became more hostile and directly wanting to bring harm towards me. I've pre-typed it all as I know it's annoying to wait things out. Here they come. Please let me know what this was. 2007 or 2008, possibly even 2006. A young Anon, between 11 and 12, going to school as usual. Got teased, beat up, and treated like shit as usual, typically a loser. For some reason, the entire school is called into a school-wide council or meeting, usually happens every week but was called after lunch. I think it was due to a remark made to a very old teacher who had been there decades. For the record, she was immensely lizard-looking, and this was before I knew anything about reptilians, but looking back it seems incredibly obvious that she was not entirely normal. There was another separate incident with this woman, but I will save this for later. Back to the meeting, this means that a few hundred students were in the amphitheater, all facing the podium, which is elevated so all can see who is speaking. This has a microphone and speaker system like any normal school. Roll call was done. I thought this was unusual as it was after lunch and this never happened in this way before. Suddenly, almost all teachers left except for the most senior of each grade. At this point I knew there was a problem with the school, and that we were all in for some kind of wide punishment, detention, moral lesson. Eventually, one of the senior teachers who was very close with the other lizard-like woman went to the podium, essentially lambasting the entire school with how much this incident hurt her and shit like that. Everyone is just quiet and facing her. We're talking hundreds of silent soldiers like people just facing her, except they are all just kids, myself included. But I remember looking at my peers, wondering why everyone was so transfixed on this event. As I was doing this, I distinctly remember looking away in this moment, and I think it was enough to avoid the next action she would take. And this was the part that made me uneasy. She suddenly screamed into the microphone in a controlling voice that freaked me out.
Attention.
Suddenly, every single student stood at full attention. A distinct sound of shoes hitting the floor had actually echoed so much through the amphitheater that I was a bit scared at my non-attentive self that I missed some key instruction that was vital to whatever was going on. Everyone stood silently as I looked up to see what that was. Everyone is just staying silent, watching her at the podium. I'm internally freaking out like everyone was told to do something that I missed. I just look at my friends but they don't look back, instead fixated on this teacher who is seemingly commanding the entire school. This was a lot for my mind. After 10 seconds of complete silence, she then said,
"Dismissed."
Everyone then immediately dispersed, but was exceptionally silent and I immediately knew something was up. After approaching a friend, I asked him what just happened. He looked at me and literally said he had no idea what I was talking about. Virtually everyone I asked had no idea what I was talking about and the event was never mentioned again. From this point forward, essentially all bullying and targeting on me became significantly worse, so I had to transfer to a different school. It was so bad. I instantly became an outsider to this group and never fit in again. Now, my questions are: 1. What did I witness? 2. Why did everyone do the same thing attentively, literally hundreds of people in synchronization that only I missed? 3. Why did everyone deny what had occurred and why it had occurred? 4. Am I autistic? This is not a joke, well, the last question is, but it really came back all at once and I immediately started typing this out for you. X, maybe I had daydreamed it all. I have no one to confide in as they have all disappeared from my life. Pick related is how I recall everyone standing after she commanded an entire school of students to do this, except me.
I have a similar story. 12 years old Anon. I never got bullied, but I wasn't popular either. I had a circle of friends, but that was it. This was always the case from kindergarten to college. A similar thing happened. The entire school was called. The teacher tells us that we gotta pledge allegiance to the flag. And not a burger though. But before that, we gotta pledge allegiance to the school. The school's banner is behind the teacher. He steps aside so everyone could see it. He yells,
"Now pay attention. Don't take your eyes off the banner and repeat exactly what you'll hear."
He said this in an angry, commanding manner, which was very unusual since the guy was always a very nice person. This music begins to play. I wouldn't even call it music. It was just this weird noise, kinda like white noise. Kids are completely focused. I began to feel that something just wasn't right. Listening to that sound was making me feel quite ill. Before I could say or do anything, I faint. Wake up in the infirmary, teacher telling me I passed out and that my parents are coming. Many things changed after that day. The school became more focused, I guess. Kids didn't want to play as much or talk as much. Everyone became NPCs, just studying then going home. Whenever I would mention that to my friends, they would get real defensive and tell me that I'm crazy or that I'm making stuff up.
Similar obedience ritual thing was done in my middle school by the school's courtesy officer. A fat cop who did a daily shift at the school, and randomly at the end of it he pulled out his gun and told all the kids in the lunchroom to get on the ground. A few kids like myself and some of my friends were very slow to do it because it was just a weird thing and we were edgelords who took nothing seriously. It's such a weird thing, I wouldn't believe it happened and that I just made it up if I hadn't had several friends confirm it. Doesn't seem legal at all, and if it happened now when school shootings are more prominent, I can't imagine they wouldn't get sued by angry parents. I guess the idea was to teach kids to listen to the person with a gun telling you to do something? Obedience.
As I mentioned, I was looking down at the time because my mind trailed off and I was just looking around casually. However, she had a reputation for being exceptionally tough. I had her shortly before this incident as a teacher, and she became infuriated with the class for something I can't remember. After this event, a few hours later after lunchtime, the entire school was called in, almost like she gave the order to do something. Anyway, to answer your question, tough, stern, old, possibly in her late 60s or mid 70s. Wrinkled, normal for Australian. Military cut hair. This is interesting to me as I had just realized she had a very tough non-feminine haircut. Was known around as a very serious and determined person, rarely smiled and would praise her most intelligent students only. Leader kind of person, was confident and held seniority over the others.
A bunch of weird little tests and assemblies like this happened periodically throughout my time at public school. In one assembly, when I was in the third grade, this was 2007 or 8, they lined us down the hall in front of the nurse's office to give us a health test. We had to be silent and were screamed at if we got too close to each other. Even my teacher shouted at me and my friend for standing too close. We weren't close at all. This was out of character, because she was probably one of the nicest teachers I've ever had and let us get away with a lot. Anyway, when I finally got to the nurse's office, it was a group of people who I hadn't seen before. One of them made me sit down in chair, told me to relax, and said they were giving me a flu shot. It wasn't a flu shot, instead, they stuck this plug up my nose and strained some liquid into it. I gagged and coughed, it smelled and tasted like plastic, but before I could say anything, they just told me that I'm done and to go back to class. This was almost like a plague test. I've never gotten it and never will, but I know it involves sticking something up your nose. I don't remember anything else other than the day just kinda carried on as normal. I also didn't think much about it at the time or even remembered it until I read this thread.
What the hell did you tell your parents?
I don't remember if I did. I didn't think much about it at the time, probably didn't know what to think. And I agree, this isn't the only little test they put me through at that school. Periodically, I would be pulled out of class into the counselor's office. But it wasn't our typical counselor, it was some random person who didn't work at the school, it was a different person each time. Every time, they would sit me down in front of the computer monitor, show me a series of images and ask me about them. Like they would show me a stock photo of a person and ask if they looked happy or sad, or they would show something red and ask me how the color made me feel. They were usually very nice and gave me pieces of candy when I was done, but even at age 8, I felt weirded out by it. I do remember telling my mom about it, but she just said that it's normal or something like that.
This sounds so familiar. I swear something like this happened while I was in high school too. My classmates definitely were hard on me for not taking it seriously. It was so weird, like they were being mind controlled. Like, more details. It was about mass punishment for being mean to sub teachers or some shit. Everyone standing at attention like soldiers. I didn't. Lots of mean comments from students afterwards about how I always misbehave or do things differently. I was not a bad kid. Resentment from teachers, like they were just doing the assembly for my own good and I didn't take advantage of it.
We're just trying to prepare you for when you're in the military, Anon.
12 plus years after graduation, still not enlisted. They canceled the punishment, and it was all my fault. was isolated and bullied for a while afterwards by everyone, even friends. Honestly, it was so weird but happened so fast, and that's why I forgot. WTF is up with that? I'm pretty sure it has something to do with the random demonic possessions that happen to people around me that turn even friends against me. I'm not crazy. Something wants me destitute and isolated and resents me for my role in the future.
Tell me about the other incidents with the lizard teacher. My first day in 8th grade after moving to a new school, the principal yelled at everyone for getting more disciplinary paperwork than the grades above and below combined. Everybody cheered, and that really set the guy off.
Sure. The even younger Anon. 2003. I'm the new artist in school. By myself with marbles and just sitting around doing not much. No one around. Suddenly this very angular, sharp-eyed woman approaches. It's Lizard Lady. She says my full name and approaches me as she walks down the steps nearby. Asks me something that I can't recall. Asks about my mother. Don't say much and just go along with it all. Her eyes are extremely sharp and I could describe them as beaming. Her face was immensely angular, sharp at all corners with barely any rounding anywhere. Had a very obvious, thrown-on wig that was in a very fake, pompadour kind of style. Very tall, angular shoulders and body. I could only describe her as scaly. Anyway, she left me alone, but as I packed up my marbles, she would watch me from a solid 100 meters away. At least in my eyes, without really doing anything other than just standing there. I walked away and didn't look back. That was my only direct encounter with her. The next significant event was a few years later, taking us to OP Post, where I described her as such. Pick-related is exactly how she appeared to me. I didn't see this music video until I was a teenager, and I remember thinking, holy fuck, that is how she looked.
Can anyone be hypnotized? Generally speaking, most people can be hypnotized. Anyone who is of average intelligence, capable of concentrating, and who has a good imagination will make an excellent hypnotic subject. Researchers estimate that 10 to 15% of adults are highly hypnotizable, 20% are completely resistant to hypnosis, and the rest of the population falls somewhere in the middle. Children are almost all highly hypnotizable. What we call NPCs could be just the 80% of people that are able to be hypnotized. 20% are resistant, and of those 20%, the oddists are the 1% elite, I guess. Also, if reptilians or something similar exist, they would make heave usage of the hypnosis tool on humans while also painting the oddists as outcasts and weirdos instead of humanity's only hope.
I feel significantly different now at the age of 20 than I did at the age of 15 and 16, my school years. I was your typical NPC. I prefer the term soulless husk though, and was uncomfortable with anything outside of the norm. In a non-autistic way, and I was like this all the way until college, where I accidentally put myself into trances during my daily commute. The same playlist, every day with a few days off on the same bus route that took the same amount of time. It was meditative, and I started to see through a lot of the bullshit I was fed and believed up until that point. It was scary having these thoughts, but I just started to embrace them as I couldn't fight the stress it was causing me in my mind. I wasn't soulless, and I don't believe anybody else is either. I think we've been socially conditioned from birth with TV. And the media, and more recently the internet. What I'm saying, Anon, is I was one of your classmates and something is up with them. You can try to change them though, but it's pretty hard.
Remember when all the boomers started doing country line dancing in the 1990s? They all simultaneously decided independently that they were now devoted enthusiasts of country line dancing, somewhere back in the 1990s. Dancing mania, also known as dancing plague, choreomania, St. John's dance, and St. Vitus dance, was a social phenomenon that occurred primarily in mainland Europe between the 14th and 17th centuries. It involved groups of people dancing erratically, sometimes thousands at a time. The mania affected men, women, and children who danced until they collapsed from exhaustion. Affecting thousands of people across several centuries, dancing mania was not an isolated event and was well documented in contemporary reports. It was nevertheless poorly understood, and remedies were based on guesswork. Often musicians accompanied dancers, due to a belief that music would treat the mania, but this tactic sometimes backfired by encouraging more to join in. There is no consensus among modern-day scholars as to the cause of dancing mania. The earliest known outbreak of dancing mania occurred in the 7th century, and it reappeared many times across Europe until about the 17th century, when it stopped abruptly. One of the earliest known incidents occurred sometime in the 1020s in Bernburg, where 18 peasants began singing and dancing around a church, disturbing a Christmas Eve service. In his research into social phenomena, author Robert Bartholomew notes that contemporary sources record that participants often did not reside where the dancing took place. Such people would travel from place to place, and others would join them along the way. With them, they brought customs and behavior that were strange to the local people. Participants demonstrated odd reactions to the color red. In A History of Madness in 16th century Germany, Medelfort notes they could not perceive the color red at all, and Bartholomew reports it was said that dancers could not stand the color red, often becoming violent on seeing it. In Italy, a similar phenomenon was tarantism, in which the victims were said to have been poisoned by a tarantula or scorpion. Its earliest known outbreak was in the 13th century, and the only antidote known was to dance to particular music to separate the venom from the blood. It occurred only in the summer months. As with dancing mania, people would suddenly begin to dance, sometimes affected by a perceived bite or sting, and were joined by others, who believed the venom from their own old bites was reactivated by the heat or the music.
Went to an event and had live hypnosis. Knew it was bullshit, but elected myself to go up and try and embarrass this supposedly famous hypnosis guy. He tries to do some shit to me, other people go under and fall into his grasp to do stupid shit. Everyone laughs at him. He comes up to me. I just send this negative energy to him when he puts his hands on me. He taps my shoulder and asks me to step off the stage. Moves on to next person and they go with it. Am I really that resistant? You just reminded me of this and it really goes with my original post.
I hope that you enjoyed tonight's broadcast. If you enjoyed tonight's story, then please subscribe to the channel as more green texts will appear daily. A new broadcast will appear when the clock strikes midnight Central Time.
Remember to check out the Odyssey page in the description for a second archive of the channel's videos.